Oh. You know, I really shouldn't be doing this.
You're nearly done.
So are you going to help me?
I've got things to do.
I need to finish getting ready.
Oh, yeah, it must take hours to cover yourself in all that baby oil. God forbid an actor help on set.
Where the fuck is she? I'm starting to worry.
She'll be here any moment.
And what's Phil pissing around with?
My question exactly.
He's rehanging the blacks for us. They keep falling down. I think there's a draft somewhere.
I can feel it. Freezing my bollocks off. You sorting out the sound levels?
Yeah.
See, that's far too high. We need to hear all the noises she'll be making. I hope she's a screamer.
Well, that's not me. That's actual thunder.
Seriously? Since when did they forecast a storm?
Unpredictable weather in Great Britain.
Now let's have a look.
Oh, Derek. Just finished hanging them.
Look at that. All that rain. Yeah, no wonder we can hear it. You've got to cover these windows properly. You're going to have to tape this back up, Phil.
This isn't my job.
Less of that. We're all in this together. Last scene. We have to get this right. But we're doing okay. The set's looking great. The lighting's looking beautiful. Are you happy, Marco?
I'm happy.
No, just need our leading lady.
Oh, speak of the devil. Car's outside.
Yeah, that better be her. Come on then, Phil. You can make her feel all warm and welcome.
I really need to finish getting ready.
This'll only take a minute. You're good with the girls. You know they're always jittery when they first turn up. I don't want anyone throwing up again. Just be on hand in case she's a mess. Oh, it's kicking in the excitement. We're really going through with this. With her.
I hope she's worth it.
She better be. The grand finale.
Oh.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Gwen Cooper. I'm your victim.
Come in, Gwen. Not much warmer in here, I'm afraid. But we'll get you out of those wet clothes soon enough. Yes. Close the door for me. You can go and finish getting ready. I think I'll manage alone with Gwen here.
Yeah, I figured. Nice to meet you, Gwen.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Now, Gwen. Lovely Gwen. You are not what I was expecting at all.
What were you expecting?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I mean that in a good way. Yes, Marco spoke very highly of you, but your headshots, they don't nearly do you justice. Let me take your coat. You are late, you know.
Tonight is the night.
But we said 9 on the email. I normally like to get to know the girls first. But we're going to have to crack straight on. Pity. Maybe we'll find some time later. Look at you. You're shivering. Did you get a chance to read the script?
I don't know.
Actors, you've got to love them. Okay, well, I can talk you through most of it. It's not as if you have many lines anyway, but we want to get the story straight. Got to stay true to the facts. Let's show you the set. This way. So, and this is it. I know the house looks grim from outside, but this wing is largely intact. They started to renovate it a few years ago, actually, into flats or something. I don't know why they stopped. The new owner's a weird one. What's he called, Jed? Colbert? Colgate?
Colby.
That's it.
This is the place. The actual place. This is where it happened all those years ago.
Oh, so you did read the script.
I'm your victim.
Yeah, that's you. We've had quite a few now. We're doing it. You see much horror? It's kind of vignette-y, lots of different scenes with lots of different girls.
Portmanteau.
More bang for your buck. We've done a hitchhiking scene outside, kitchen scene through there. We had one in a leather bikini running up and down the corridors as well. And really, it's just an excuse to put as many pairs of tits in a film as possible. Eat your heart out, Hammer Horror.
Amicus.
Sorry?
Portmanteau, amicus.
I don't give a shit. You're the last one, Gwen. We're up tonight, so let's quickly do the intros and then we'll get you changed. So, our film critic over here is Jed. He's the tech guy. Lighting, sound, stuff. Don't worry, you won't have to talk to him.
I'm gonna have to soften the floods.
Why?
She's hot, but she's a little older than the others.
Oh, less of that, Jed. We treat our women with respect here. Marco, you've met before, of course. He's behind the camera.
Hello, Gwen.
Hello, Marco.
Oh, give him a wave. He's the producer, also casting man, cameraman. Independent companies like us, we like to be hands-on in all departments. I bet you like the sound of that. Okay, dressing room's this way. I say dressing room. I think it used to be a pantry or something. Gwen, don't wander off, love.
And this is the altar. This is where I'm sacrificed.
This is meant to be the crypt, the main climax. You are a glorious gift as we summon death itself. Or, to give him his archaic name, the